Chapter 1. Silas. Our story takes place in England in the early 19th century. At that time, many people lived in small villages all over the country. The men were usually farmers who worked hard on their land. The women looked after their small houses and the children. Life was not always easy, but the people were used to this. Raveloe was a pleasant, peaceful village situated in a valley, and there were trees all round it. There was good, fertile land there, so it wasn't a poor place. There was a church in the village, but the people of Raveloe weren't very religious, and the church wasn't a big part of their lives. There was also a pub called the Rainbow. All the men went there when their day's work was finished to have a drink and to talk about village matters. The village was far from the main road, and the inhabitants didn't often travel to other places. Therefore, the pub was very important to them as a place to meet. It was the social centre of the villagers' lives. Silas Marner lived in a small stone house in Raveloe. He was different from the other men in the village. He wasn't a farmer, but a weaver who sat at his loom for 16 hours a day, making material which he then sold to the villagers. Silas was a thin, pale man who was 40 years old but looked much older. He had very large, prominent eyes which used to frighten the children of the village when he first arrived there. Silas had been living in Raveloe for 15 years. He had suddenly appeared there one day, and no one knew anything about his past. He wasn't friendly and didn't speak to people except when he was selling his work or buying something he needed. He never invited anyone to visit him, and he didn't go to the village church. He never joined the other men of the village in the pub in the evenings. The villagers thought that Silas was strange because of the way he looked and acted. But there was another reason why people had this opinion of him. Several years before, one of the village men was walking along the road late one evening when he suddenly saw Silas standing completely rigid and carrying a sack on his back. When the man came closer to Silas, he saw that his eyes were wide open, but they looked like the eyes of a dead man. The man spoke to him and touched him, but Silas gave no sign of life. "Old Marner must be dead," the man thought. "What should I do?" Suddenly, however, Silas came out of his trance and looked at the man. "Good night," he said, and walked slowly down the road. The man couldn't believe his eyes. He watched Silas for a moment, then ran to the pub as fast as he could. "I've just seen the strangest thing," he said excitedly, and told his story to everyone there. Silas had suffered from fits, called cataleptic fits, ever since he was a young man. They were a kind of trance, happened without any warning, and could continue for an hour or more. During a fit, Silas couldn't see, hear, or speak. His whole body became rigid, and he couldn't move at all. When the fit was over, Silas felt perfectly all right again. It was a very frightening experience for someone who saw him at these times. The story of his fit caused a lot of excited talk among the villagers. Nobody had ever seen or heard of such a thing before. In the Rainbow, the men talked about Silas.
"If he really had a fit, why didn't he fall down?" one of the villagers asked.
"Yes, that's what I can't understand," said another.
"Perhaps he's under the influence of the devil," a third man suggested.
And so the rumour began. At that time, this was a common explanation for strange things that happened. The villagers decided not to make Silas angry, because he might do something evil to them. They left Silas in peace to continue with his work, but they were cautious of him. In the evenings,
the villagers often talked about Silas in the pub.
Old Marner works every day from early morning until evening, so he's got a lot of material to sell, they used to say.
Yes, he's earned a large sum of money while he's been living here. Everyone knows that he doesn't spend much money on himself, so he must have a lot of money hidden somewhere.
Things had been like this for 15 years. The villagers still didn't know any more about Silas than they knew when he had first arrived in Ravelope.